When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Little Bob here. This summer, shop the latest small space solutions at Bob's Discount Furniture. From retro chic bedroom sets to stylish space-conscious Bob-o-pedic sofas, it's all at Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Great night for the Timberwolves. They beat the Clippers 122-104. And Patrick Beverley against his old team, Maxie.
Yeah, and it was kind of minus the stars with George and Kawhi Leonard out for them and Karl Anthony Towns and D'Angelo Russell out for the Timberwolves. Beverly played pretty well. They got Naz Reid has been the guy that over the last few games with Towns being out has assumed some of the responsibility and made a pretty good name for himself. A real good game against the Lakers the night before. And he got more touches and more opportunities. And they're figuring out more ways to kind of use him. He's an energy guy off the bench, but I think he'd like to score more. And he's got to get a wider array of low post moves. But he benefited some from that. But last night they took the lead and just finished it. I mean they had a big lead in the second quarter. You're going, they're up by 17 points. What's going on here? And then you go when do the Clippers make their big run? And they never really did. And Clippers have Amir Coffey on that team, of course, local. Ilk from Hopkins and the University of Minnesota and the son of Richard Coffey, the former Gopher. So he's I think, in his third year now as second-round pick. So it's good to see him staying in the league. They had Daniel Turo on that team, too, last year, but they traded him. But, yeah, for the Wolves, good win. Come back home, and Russell and Towns have started to condition now, meaning they're out of the protocol. Now they're getting ready for games again. So, you know, that's good news because they got two more coming up this week at home.
Right. Mike Zimmer. Says he hasn't talked to ownership at all about his job, and he's just doing his thing.
Yeah, he was pretty brief with this. You knew those questions were coming, and you knew what those answers were going to sound like yesterday. And he was pretty short and succinct that he hasn't talked to anybody about it, and I'm sure that being the case, you know, with COVID, Vanita, it has been, when you get to these junctures, you realize, you know, like I used to see the Wilfs at games, you know, and but because we're so restricted, we can't go to the locker room afterwards, all those things. I haven't seen him in 2 years, really, you know? And so the people that make the decisions, you're not, as a reporter, you're not able to bump into and talk to and see what's going on. Not that they're going to tip their hand, but sometimes you can figure some things out. And, yeah, everybody's at pins and needles, the Vikings, right now. The entire coaching staff, most in the final year of a contract. Sometimes it's a soft landing if you're signed for this year and next year, but I don't think a lot of those guys are. So it's feast or famine as to whether or not, and you know, you do a service to the coach if you let him go quickly, because these other coaches want to get jobs, and they have to know their future as soon as possible, because all these jobs are up for grabs, and it becomes a duck, duck, gray duck kind of thing. It's a difficult time, and I could just, you can see it in Mike Zimmer's face. We took calls last night on it, and I got to say, the percentages were bring Mike Zimmer back. I think the media plays this up a lot, and the social media plays it up a lot, but I think there's a lot of people out there that really think that this guy is a good coach, and you're not going to find a better coach out there. And I really think that's a lot of people like the way he goes about his business. So we'll see, but I think a lot more fans. The easy thing to say is get rid of the coach, two bad seasons. But I think a lot of fans out there really respect and appreciate who he is.
Well, you brought this up last night on your show. What are the options then if they do get rid of him?
Yeah, and Vanita, people will always get a kick out of this, because people will say, well, got to get so-and-so, got to get so-and-so. None of us know anything about these so-and-sos that they want to get, because they're generally speaking assistant coaches that haven't proven themselves. There's no big fish sitting out there that maybe sat out last year that's got a great track record. There's just a lot of guys, and fans will start saying, well, get so-and-so because, and they don't know anything. They don't know if this guy's going to be a good head coach or not. Nobody does. And so when you look at the list right now, you go, yeah, okay. And nobody's really overwhelming you. You don't say, well, if they can get so-and-so, they got to do this. There's nobody available like that right now that you see.
I went to the Gopher hockey game last night against the development team, U.S. development team.
Yeah.
And Gophers won 5-3. You know what kind of bums me out is not, and granted, this was an exhibition game, but love to see more crowds, people supporting.
I was going to say, I think I saw you there in the wide shot.
Yeah, I know. It's good hockey. These guys, it's fun to watch. And I get it that yesterday was an exhibition game. I got a ticket, we went with my family, the three of us, for $30 and, $10 each. It's fun. I just wish the community would be supporting this team enough. And maybe I've just missed some games where they have bigger crowds, but I'd just like to see people get out there and support this team.
Yeah. Last night would be their smallest crowd almost by design, a Monday night in, against the under 18 team. Now, interestingly, on Sunday, they played St. Thomas at Doug Woog Arena, which was a brilliant idea by someone. I don't know who put it together. And it was packed and standing room only, and, the perfect cocktail for Minnesota hockey to have those two programs playing at Doug Woog Arena in South St. Paul, and obviously more intimate. It's not the same size, but it was an overflow crowd. In general, they get Michigan State next in the Big Ten. Wisconsin gives you a little oomph when they play North Dakota now. It's non-conference, and that hasn't really been what they thought it would be when they play. I don't know that I see that changing anytime soon. You look at this year and their body of work, they're about a 500 team. So last year they had a great start, but of course that was COVID and it didn't matter. So you're bringing people back from that, and you're bringing people back from bad crowds. So in essence, what you're talking about is where do you get a season ticket base? And you're starting almost from ground zero as opposed to people renewing, because, a few years ago it wasn't good, and then they went to COVID year and now this year. And so they just haven't had anything that's been, true momentum, where people say, boy, I got to get over there and check that show out. And I don't think that's going to happen this year. It's going to have to be in the, down the road.
True. Well, I enjoy seeing these future NHL stars, though. It's kind of fun to see these guys who've been drafted and seeing what they've got. And also future Olympics, possibly, team members. We're going to see if some of these Gophers
Who knows what the Olympics will look
exactly
like after this year. But Ben Myers had a big goal last night. Then was 3-3. It was a good game, as you know, Vanita. And it was 3-3, and he found some space and broke the tie, and they won it 5-3. But Bob Moskow's got a nice team now. I had lunch with Casey Hankinson a couple weeks ago, and he's, of course, former Gopher captain, doing great things over Ryan Construction, and he goes to more than I and knows the game a lot better than I do. And he said, they got a nice team. They said they played some close games, but they do have, they're well coached, and they got a good team.
It's fun to watch. All right, Maxie, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You got it.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.